Second, the key facts on COVID and cardiovascular disease. According to a publication by the American Heart Journal in September 2020, there was a sharp increase in Google searches for chest pain during the first months of the pandemic. This suggests that people were trying to self-diagnose heart attacks and may explain why fewer people were admitted for heart attacks in hospitals during the pandemic. This is confirmed by many studies around the globe, pointing to a drastic reduction in hospital visits for cardiovascular disease. There was a 20% reduction in the number of angioplasties, a procedure to restore blood flow of blocked arteries, and a 40% reduction in hospital admissions for heart attacks and angina in England in the first months of the pandemic, according to a study published in The Lancet. Fear of contracting the coronavirus, plus government push for people to stay isolated at home, may have led people to self-diagnose instead of going to the hospital. As a result, cardiovascular mortality outside the hospital is alarmingly increasing due to misinterpretation of the recommendations to avoid overcrowded emergency departments and the message of hospital risk of infection emphasized by the media. Sadly, up to half of all people who do not receive treatment for a heart attack will die within a month. But for people who get treated, this statistic is drastically lower.